Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Jeannie, and I just want to say welcome tonight. I hope each and everyone had a wonderful Christmas and Christmas Eve, and that you had just felt the love of God and have felt blessed this week. I'm going to do a sound check right quick. The computer was acting just a little strange tonight. Sylvia, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll mute you again. It's just the computer, it was a little weird tonight, and I thought I better double check before I go on. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right, we're good then. Anyhow, I just hope y'all have had a blessed weekend, and the ones that have family that you got to be with them and just enjoyed it and have just felt the love of God and the presence of God around your life and around your family this week. But I don't have anything really pressing on my heart so much tonight. I'm not going to talk a long time tonight. I want to try to make sure that I have time for everyone. I don't right now have a whole lot of callers. Last Monday, I had a bunch. I think the most callers I've ever had, and I couldn't begin to get to everyone. But I would just, you know, through the holiday and watching and how people are and just listening to things on Facebook and things on the news and just personal experiences of people that I know and are close to. You know, sometimes you look at people that you think they have everything in the world to be happy about. You know, they're blessed. You know, they have their health, their decent health, depending on how old they are, and they have their families. Maybe they have lots of provision or good provision, good jobs, many of the things that they love to do. And I see far too many that are still unsatisfied, or some of them that actually seem mad, you know, mad with life, mad that things aren't different or aren't exactly what they wanted. They're still yearning for, sometimes for so much more. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming and having desires of our heart, but we also have to be thankful for what God has done. But some of those, you know, most of them that I've seen, that it's like, what's the deal? Many of them don't have God in the middle of their life. And I don't care who you are. God created us with a space in our heart that it can only be filled by Him. You know, if we're living our life, I don't care if it's the high life. I mean, you see people that are millionaires and billionaires and movie stars and people that have fame and fortune and seem like they would have the world by the tail, that still commit suicide every day because there's things missing in their life. And, you know, that thing that's missing, that thing that brings joy and peace and contentment and purpose, is God, is Jesus. And nothing else can fill that void. Nothing else can bring a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, can bring a peace that passes all understanding. You know, I know no one's life is perfect. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has times of grief and times of sorrow and times of pain. That's just life in a fallen world. But God's people, those that are called by His name, that have submitted their lives to God, we have a hope that the world doesn't have. We have that residing knowing in our hearts that we belong to one that's greater than us, that's greater than all, that has a plan that is so far beyond our plan, that even when we mess up, and we do, wow, I've messed up a bunch through the years, that we know that He's bigger than our mistakes, that He's able to right the wrongs and to redeem the time and to turn those things around, what the enemy meant for evil, that He turns for our good, and that He wastes nothing. And even in those most difficult trials, He causes good to come out of it. God is the ultimate at taking the worst situation and bringing things that are beautiful and worthwhile out of it. But it makes me sad for the ones that you think you have a wonderful family, kids or grandkids, you have a beautiful home, you have income that's way more than most, you have people that love you, and they miss it. They don't see it or have hung on to offenses or, you know, everybody gets wronged in life, you know. If we justify holding a grudge, if we justify withholding our affection, if we justify separating ourselves from everyone that ever didn't live up to our expectations or that legitimately did us wrong, betrayed us, whatever, then we're selling ourselves short. You know, this year I made a point, and honestly, when we moved, somehow Well, I say somehow. We've got boxes everywhere still in two or three different storage places. But I lost my address book. And I probably still got it somewhere, but Lord knows where. And if I'll ever run across it again. But anyhow, I had decided, like, I'm going to send Christmas. And I send out some Christmas cards every year. I used to send out quite a bit more. But anyhow, I thought at least every, like, family member, like my brothers, their kids, their grandkids, you know, I've got one living uncle. I thought I'm going to send Christmas cards to all of the family that I can possibly get their addresses. You know, even the ones that, you know, and the vast majority of them, I mean, I don't get Christmas cards for them. Most of them, many of them have never had a card from them. But I set about trying to find addresses best way I could and get cards out to each and every one and let them know that I loved them and I wished them a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year and, you know, and made sure that they had my address since we'd moved because I knew almost no one had it. And yes, even, you know, even the brother that tried to steal some of my inheritance and more than likely did, at least according to the prophetic words, and had to, you know, be in legal proceedings with, I sent him a card. And I texted him and wished him Merry Christmas. And I texted him pictures and did for his birthday. Anyhow, there had been no communication there really for a couple of years other than legal stuff. And open back up that line of communication. You know, sometimes even with no apology or no effort on their part, it's like love has to be bigger. Love has to mean more than being right. And some of those things, we just have to let God work out the details. But we have to let our heart, God in our heart, lead us. You know, if we don't have any kind of communication, then we'll never have an open door to pray for someone or to speak the love of God into their life. And many of them know, you know, raised in the same home, the same way. But to cut off communication, it cuts off that ability to pray for them, to speak God's love to them, to encourage them in any way. And sometimes we just have to let God work out all the details. You know, we just let God lead us. I know love feels so much better. And I'm a very feely person. Always have been. Very feely. And sensitive to things. Sensitive to atmospheres and sensitive to the anointing and sensitive to those sorts of things. But the love of God, even when it's not always received, there's been many times that I've reached out in love and it's been rejected and then been talked about and betrayed and murmured against and those sorts of things. But we let God work out. Once again, we let God work out the details and just follow God. And yes, sometimes he separates us from people. He's done that with me, separated me from groups and people on numerous occasions, really, quite a few times, and I just followed God. But even when he separates us, we don't separate in being all huffed up or offended or bad-mouthing somebody when we go. That's never the way. It's just following God. But there is what's the word I'm looking for? A peace, but a contentment. That feeling of its own reward. And just obeying God and knowing that we're being led by Him. And it's such a wonderful feeling. Oh, and I'm changing the subject, but I've got to just give God glory here again, y'all. I got to give a testimony again. Now, as of tomorrow, they're moving our house in. And I don't remember if I told y'all or not. I may or may not have. Anyhow, the house I bought, I didn't have it built here. I didn't really want workers here on the property having to keep the dogs locked up and all that for months. But I used a contractor that he builds homes on his place. Now, they're not exactly custom homes. They're only a little bit custom. He has three or four house plans he builds over and over and over. But he builds them on his property, built them up on blocks, and they're built to be moved. So anyhow, our home is due to be moved to our property here tomorrow. And the double wide that we've been living in, since we moved here in March, I plan on putting it up for sale, you know, and having it moved off. So there were three or four people that knew that I was planning on selling the double wide once our home got here. There's a whole lot of people that don't even, you know, not even aware of our situation or what we're doing. And I had told some of them, I said, well, I'll put the, you know, once the house is here, then I'll put the double wide up for sale, because it'll take us, I'm going to guess, about 3 weeks to, you know, got to get electricity hooked up to the house, get the plumbing hooked up to it, get the septic system switched over to it, central heat and air put in it, and just those things. And then just the actual moving things out of the trailer into it and some things we have in storage into it. So, you know, there's a little process between. But I was gonna, you had to have dirt brought into the ditch at the highway out there so that they could bring the truck and the house, get it onto our property, because our house sits right kind of in the middle of the 40 acres. So anyhow, today, they had delivered the dirt the other day, well, a couple weeks ago or so. And so the guy came out with a bulldozer, track hoe, whatever it was, and put dirt in the ditch where that they could come in off the highway and filled in a spot so it would be nice, fairly level, that they could get off the road and come across the property. We had already opened up fences and things like that so they could get to the pad we've got built. So anyhow, I can't remember if it was Thursday maybe, Wednesday, Thursday, one or the other, I received a phone call from actually the boy that we bought this property from. He has now gone into real estate. But anyhow, he called me and he said, I have some friends that are wanting to buy a trailer to put on Lake Fork. I said, okay. He said, they would like to come look sometime. And I said, that's great. I told him, I said, we'll have the house next week. And I just need a little bit of time to get everything hooked up and get moved out. Anyhow, he called me, I guess it was Thursday morning maybe. And he said, they want to know if they can come out today. And I said, oh, okay, sure. So anyhow, they came out, walked through it. I surely wasn't more than 5 or 10 minutes. Didn't look at it really that close, just walked through it. Maybe he had already told them some about it. I don't know. And said, we want it. And so I gave them a price. They just said, okay. And I priced it fair. You know, I've never been one to try to skin people. But I priced it fair, and they just said, yep, we want it. Said, we'll have to go to the bank next week. Of course, you know, banks would have been closing on Friday morning and things like that. So I'm assuming anyhow. So once again, God, I never even had to advertise the trailer. I think I had put one little post about that when everything, you know, when our house got here, that the trailer would go up for sale, but not really, had not put a post saying the trailer is for sale or anything like that. No, you know, nothing of that sort. And it's like God literally brought people to my door without me advertising it, without me putting any signs out on the road or anything like that. The first person that came said they wanted it. And I'm just like, God, he just amazes me what he has done and how he has done it. And just seems like God has just, and he has been, that he's been in every step of this, every bit of it, everything. It's like God has just blessed us and has just led the way. And I'm so amazed at him, and I'm so thankful. And I wanted to tell that testimony. I didn't want to let the time get by without telling y'all that. God's just doing it. One of my friends that lives in Louisiana, she is a real estate agent, but she's a wonderful, godly woman. Sing, oh my gosh, she can sing with that beautiful Louisiana accent and preach up a storm. But I had texted her and I had told her, she had asked me the other day, she said, have you got the trailer sold? And I said, well, I haven't put it up for sale yet. I said, well, you know, I've got to wait for the house to get here and all of that. And anyhow, I texted her and I said, well, believe it or not, a friend told someone, they come over here, and I said, the trailer is spoken for. You know, it's a pending sale, you know, for them going to the bank. And she just said, God has been in the middle of this. And I said, yes, ma'am, he has. So God is good, and I'm just thrilled. And the timing couldn't be more right, because I didn't want to have to put, you know, hire the dirt to be put in the ditch out there and then have it taken back out and then have to be put it back in for the trailer to be pulled off the property. So I'm hoping, and at least it's looking like, maybe we can leave the dirt in the ditch till we can vacate the trailer and it can go out. And on top of that, two cow friends we have that live in this area, they had come over Thursday night for just a few minutes because their little girl wanted to bring us a Christmas gift. And I was telling her about the story of the trailer and the people coming and saying they wanted it. And she said, oh, she said, don't worry about that dirt. She said, it just so happens that, man, my husband worked for the state. And she said, if there comes any problem about it, she said, we'll be glad to talk to him and kind of intervene for you guys and if we need to. And she said, but I don't, she said, don't be concerned about it. She said, don't be in a hurry about it. So I thought, I had no idea. They're cow friends, so I had no idea where they worked. And I was like, God, just look at you. You've just covered all the bases, Lord. And I'm just so thankful of how he's doing it. The timing absolutely could not be better. And we're just thrilled and excited and just so very thankful to the Lord that we're going into the next phase of all of this. So praise God. Well, I'm not going to keep going here. I'm going to go ahead and play another song. I've had some more numbers, some more people call in, so I need to write down some more numbers. And anyhow, and then we'll start taking callers.
You are worthy, King over my heart. There is none like you. There's no one else. Mercy, that is what I need. Mercy, with every breath I breathe. Where would I be now, all by myself? You are the water for my soul. You are the head.
Calm within my soul. You are the love that will endure.
You are the calm within my storm. You are the love that will endure. You are the victor in the fight.
Lord, I thank you for tonight, and Lord, you are our all in all. Everything we need, Lord, is in you and from you. Lord, I just ask you to bless each and every one. Lord, bless their hearts, bless their lives. Lord, bring healing, bring breakthrough, bring guidance. Answer their questions, Lord, please. And Lord, we just thank you for our Savior Jesus. We thank you that he came to earth, that he died, that he lived that perfect life, that he rose again for us, and Lord, the salvation that was provided for us. Lord, we just thank you, and we worship you, and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. All right, my first caller here is 910-709. Good evening, Miss Sylvia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, hon?
Pretty good. Just a little issue going on. But this too shall pass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Are you feeling all right?
Just a little nerve damage, a little nerve pain coming from my back and neck.
Okay.
I figure it's the weather, you know, how it acts up sometimes.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And Lord, we come against all pain. Lord, our portion is healing. Our portion is wholeness. And Lord, your word says, by Jesus' stripes we were healed, that you bore our pain, you bore our sorrows. Lord, you took it all upon yourself. And so, Lord, I just speak to all of the nerves and the joints and the muscles and tendons, everything, Lord, in Sylvia's body, Lord, and just speak peace to it. Peace in Jesus' name, Lord, and correction in every part of her body, Lord, anything that's out of alignment, anything that would be pinching or crooked, Lord, in any place, Lord, that come into alignment and come into agreement with the word of God in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've led Sylvia, Lord, in all of these rough places and all of the places that have been rocky beneath her feet and have been unlevel. And Lord, at times where she had felt like, I'm going to trip, I'm going to fall, I don't know if I can stay on my feet. Lord, that you've held her hand, you've brought her through. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for reward in her life. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that victory is hers. Victory is hers. She is more than a conqueror through Christ. Sylvia, I don't know what you're going through right now, but what I see is I see you rejoicing. I see, you know, you ever see little girls when they get really excited and they'll like make a fist and just all but just squealing, you know, just. You know, because they're so happy, they're so excited, and it's like I see you like that. I see just not just rejoicing, but just like that little girl that just squeal with glee that things have come together, things, some kind of victory, some kind of accomplishment, some kind of completion, something just some kind of victory, just making you exuberantly happy and rejoicing and like celebratory.
Mm.
And Father, I just thank you for that in Sylvia's life, Lord, that you're bringing some things to completion, Lord. Hard roads, difficult places, difficult things, Lord, that you're bringing victory, God. You're bringing victory. But, Father, I thank you for the celebration that lies ahead of her. Lord, the celebration, and it does not feel far off. This does not feel like something that's years down the road. This feels like something that's close. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the reward in Sylvia's life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that for the overcoming power of Christ. That overcoming power, and Lord, that you are our portion. You know, there's some things that, I mean, we're just obedient to do our part, and we just keep stepping forward, but God brings the victory. God brings the victory. You know, there was Gideon, I think, you know, where God told him, said, go into battle. And bang the pain, you know, when you hear the breeze in the trees, you know, when you hear the rustling in the trees, and they would bang these pots. And see, all they did was really obey God. But God is the one that brought the victory. God is the one that caused it to happen. And that's what I'm seeing in your life, is your obedience bringing reward, your obedience allowing God to bring great victory in your life, in some area, and something that's been on your heart, or something that's going on. Anyhow, God, whatever it is, that God bringing a victory, but it's God that does it. But your reward opens the way for God to move in that great way. So, Father, I just thank you for Sylvia. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for her love for you, her dedication to you, her obedience to you, her commitment to you. And, Lord, your love and your faithfulness back into her life. Lord, that you do those things that we can't do. Lord, you make a way when there seems like there is no way. But, Lord, our obedience to you and our submission to you, Lord, it opens the door for you to say, yes, I'll do this. I will do this, just as in the Bible. Lord, that when Gideon, when you told him that he had too many men, and to the ones that lapped like, you know, different ones that cut him back, or the ones that were afraid to go home, and the ones that lapped like a dog to go home, or that might have been the ones that stayed. And when it got down to just 300, God said, okay, this is perfect. In the natural, it would seem like they're going to smear us, you know, they're going to cream us. But see, God gave the victory, and it was his obedience doing what God said that opened the way. And God said, now watch me work. Now watch what I do, because we're doing it my way, and God gets the glory. See, no one in their right mind would think that 300 people, 300 men could go out there and beat, what was it, 10,000 or something like that. But see, God gets the glory in that. But Gideon had to obey. He had to gut up. So my way of saying, he had to gut up and think, ooh, they're, you know, we're going to get clobbered. We might get killed. But God said, and God's faithful and he's good for his word. So he trusted God, and he moved on with it, and God gave great victory, and a great cause for celebration. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all the glory that you receive. And, Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good words. Thank you.
Yes,
Lord.
It is.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes, but thank you, Jeannie. I needed that tonight. Some encouragement.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
You bet. Is there anything you want to pray about before I move on?
Oh, no, I'm fine. That was a lot. I thank
you.
You're
welcome,
thank
sweetie.
You.
All right. Good night.
Well, God bless you. Good night.
God bless you too, sweetie. All right, 402-214, how's Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, sweetie. I'm so glad you took my call. Thank you. Happy about your house.
Oh, I know.
I said I'm happy about your house.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're tickled. We're tickled. This has been a long journey. It's been a fun journey, but it has been a long one. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it, girl. But, well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for sharing. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're elevating her. Father, I thank you that it's been like a step ladder, like you've gone up a step and then another step and then another step. And you've been receiving revelation. You've been receiving understanding. I see like the pages of a book opening before you. And it's like, you know, like reading a page and flipping a page and reading a page and flipping a page. And it has been a step-by-step journey. But God is elevating you, and that God is giving you a greater understanding. He has tempered you quite a lot. You're also a very feely person. You're a very sensitive person.
Yeah, I thought about that when you said that.
Yeah. I've always known that about, you know, that's something I've always picked up about you. And you're sensitive to atmospheres, and you're sensitive to even expressions and tones of voice and things like that. But God has been tempering you, and he's been helping you teach you how to kind of rise above that stuff, that even though you may sense it and feel it, that it doesn't, you don't react to it always.
Right.
And that it doesn't get under your skin, so to speak, and it doesn't change your atmosphere that is within you. You know, we can realize what's going on around us. We can even pick up in our feeler and in our knower kind of what's going on with people. But if we absorb that, or if we focus on it too much, then it gets in us. You know, it gets on, it can get on us and even in us, but it can affect our mood and can affect our atmosphere. And it's really, it's a learning experience of learning how to stay in peace with God and stay in joy with the Lord, and still to pick up and know kind of what we're dealing with or what's around us, but not let it,
right,
not let it stick to us in a way. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're doing wondrous things in Sharon, and Father, that you're going to continue to bring revelation to her, Lord, as she just keeps seeking you and keeps inquiring of you, Lord, that you're going to continue to take her higher and higher. And Lord, in that process, she's going to find her joy increasing. She's going to find her contentment and her peace increasing. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for even giving her the strategies of how to overcome, the strategies of how to approach people, how to witness to people, how to talk to people, Lord, really giving her a knowing of even when to pull back from situations and pull back from different ones and kind of give it a rest, so to speak. But it's many times it's giving your own self a rest. It's giving your own heart a rest and your own mind a rest. Lord, even you know, even in war, soldiers have R&R. You know, they don't keep them on the battlefront 24/7, 12 months a year. And God really helping you in that way. And it's going to help your body, because when we're at peace, it helps our body to be at peace and heal, helps our mind to be at peace and heal. And we, many times we've actually become more effective. We're always more effective when we're being led by God. But we become more effective sometimes when we can pull away from things a bit and just release from those concerns. I won't say burdens, because we're not really supposed to carry burdens. We're supposed to let the Lord carry them. But things can feel like burdens. You know, they can feel like burdens,
right,
to it. But I thank you, Father, for just helping Sharon and elevating her, God, that, Lord, that she is making strides more than she knows, more than she realizes, Lord, and the growth within her is absolutely more than she understands at this time, more than she knows. And, Father, I just speak a blessing over Sharon and a blessing over her family, Lord, a blessing over her her body, a blessing over her home, and just a blessing over the peace of mind and that trusting and knowing, God, that she is truly being led by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, sweetie. You know, it's funny because You're absolutely right. I mean, I didn't notice that I have changed a lot. You know, I've got a lot more temperance, I guess. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the word you used?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think back on when I first started talking to Randy, how much things affected me so much more, you know? And now, I don't know. Maybe it's because so much happens. I get used to it. You think? I don't know.
Well, I think anyway. You know, God teaches, he helps us to, that things kind of bounce off of us, or that old saying, like water off a duck's back, that we do learn how to cope with things, and we do become familiar, you know, used to it to some degree, that it's like, okay, I've gone through this. I know what this is. So, yeah.
Right. Right. Jeannie, I have one prayer request for my friend who is going through a lot right now. You've prayed for him before, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Could you pray for him, please?
Yes. Father, I just thank you for Kevin. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your presence around his life, God. Lord, that you would, Lord, help him to learn how to really lean on you. And Lord, that anxiety and fear and concern, Lord, would be swept away out of his life. Lord, that he would really find that intimate place with you, Lord, where that he finds peace, God, where that he finds that knowing, that comfort, God, and that you're with him, and that, Lord, that you love him, and that you're not ever going to leave him, and you're not ever going to forsake him, but Father, that he would find that a deeper place with you, God, in knowing you, not only as just God, but truly as Savior, truly as a friend, truly as a shepherd. Lord, for your word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God, and that he learned to talk to you about every need, and really, God, be so honest with you that the things that are on his heart, Lord, that he did not internalize any of it, not with you. Lord, that he would talk to you very honestly and openly. And Lord, let you bring healing, Lord, even to trauma in his life. Sharon, I don't know what Kevin's going through. I just sense like fear and trauma, and I don't know if he's going through a health issue in his life. But I just sense like trauma, like fear,
right,
and that sort of thing going on in his life. So, Father, I just speak against that. Lord, your word says that perfect love casteth out all fear. And, Lord, that he would become intimately aware, not just reading it in the word, Lord, but that intimate awareness in his heart, that feeling you, Lord, that it's where he feels it within the depths of him, that you're with him and that you love him. And Lord, that you will bring him through, Lord, and that you will help him in every way and strengthen him in every way and give him wisdom, Lord, as he goes through this thing, Lord, as he goes through, Lord, that you'll give him the wisdom he needs for each choice and each decision, Lord, through the whole journey, through the path. But, Lord, that he'll have confidence in you that, Lord, no matter what, that you're for him, and that your plans for him are good. And, Lord, I thank you for Sharon, Lord, that has a heart to undergird Kevin and to stand in the gap for him and to care for him, for someone that he can talk to, someone that he feels comfortable even just calling. Lord, that her heart is to be a helper. Her heart is to, Lord, to see victory come his way, and that pain and fear and doubt And Lord, those vain imaginations, Lord, the enemy comes and tries to cause us to imagine all these kinds of failures and terrible things, Lord, that his mind be able to just be at peace, Lord, and he truly have a hope in God. Lord, we thank you for it. We bless him and we bless Sharon in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
That was a really beautiful prayer, and some of that, you know, men, they don't always share.
Yeah. Not always, right? They don't. Yeah, their nature is a little different than ours, for sure.
Right. They don't understand us, and we don't always understand them. But thank goodness. Sorry, Jesus. I know you were a man, but, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, I think he was not the norm, though, in that way.
No.
For sure.
No. Yep. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. So, anyway, I love you. You have
I
a
love you too,
great week. And it's going to be fun getting your house moved in.
A lot of stuff to do, but fun. It will be nice to actually look out here and see it setting here and to be able
right.
to move forward with the next thing. So, yeah, we're thrilled. We're thrilled.
Okay.
So,
well,
will
okay.
you be blessed,
well,
girl? You have a great week and have a happy new year this weekend.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I had a great Christmas, even despite some disappointments. I had
mm-hmm.
I got to be with my daughter and my grandchildren, and my grandson had a couch, and I got to sleep on his couch, and it was fun.
That's awesome. That's
so,
great. Making wonderful
right.
memories. Yeah, for sure. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you be blessed,
okay.
sweetie. All right.
You too.
Night.
Okay. Bye.
Let me get a drink of water. 804-218, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Angie from Virginia. How
Hi,
are you?
Angie. I'm good, hon. How are you doing, sweetie?
Oh, I survived.
Well, that's the main thing. Is the weather
isn't that great?
Here right now?
Well, the my furnace broke, and I had a furnace man a couple of years ago do some serious work to it, and I called and came and looked at it, but then he couldn't find the part, and a friend of mine says, well, my friend does that, and I said, well, see what he can do, and he was able to find the part and fix it, and so when this cold snap, I was thankful for my furnace man because he fixed it.
Awesome. I bet.
Yeah, you know, I have a, like a little gas fireplace, but
uh-huh.
you know, it's not regulated. You can't regulate your temperature, so
right.
it is either, you know, you get your house real warm, but then you've got to cut it back. So
yeah,
or cut it off actually.
Yeah, I have sure felt for, you know, I have felt bad for all of the people up north that have been, you know, we've had some cold spells, but it's not like that down here. And I have sure felt bad for people up there going through that kind of storm. Goodness.
Well, right. At least ours was cold, windy air. You know, it
uh-huh.
got really down below zero, but the wind blew very extremely, and after all that rain, and made some of the limbs, but we didn't get the damage that they anticipated. So, you know,
so
everyone fared pretty well in the
okay.
area I'm in. So, yeah.
Thank God. Praise God for that. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Angie. And Angie, I was, while you were talking, I heard the term breath of fresh air. And, of course, I kind of laughed within myself because I thought, oh, goodness, that's been more than a breath of fresh air that y'all been getting up there. But the Lord, I was sensing about you that you are a breath of fresh air for many, that people that are low and are down. And I've seen this about you before, that you have an ability, even when you feel down yourself, you have an ability to bring laughter and to bring a lightheartedness to others, that some of them, they really need that, quote, breath of fresh air, of some positivity in their life. And you have that, you have a heart like that, that you look for the bright side. You look for something to be positive. You look for the upside of things. And when things pull on you, and they do, because they do all of us, that you try to shuck that stuff off and not let it grab hold of you and not hold you down. It's like I can just see you stomping your feet and saying, devil, you are under my feet. You are under my feet in Jesus' name. I can just see you doing it. And Father, I just thank you for Angie, Lord, Father, that you've given her wisdom, and Lord, that you're continuing to pour wisdom into her, God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for favor, the favor of God, Lord. And I had a prophetic lady tell me one time, she discerned, because I hadn't said anything to her. She said, I see you having favor, like in a place that was unusual to me. And it was. And she said, you know, you're even asking God in your heart, how do you do that? And she said, God says, none of your business. And then she said, God gives you, yeah, she said, God gives you favor where you need favor. So that sometimes the Lord will give us, you know, he sees the beginning from the end. Sometimes he will give us favor in an unlikely place or with unlikely people that we may not even understand. But see, we don't always know what's down the road. God gives us favor. He may not give us favor every place that we would like to have favor, but he gives us favor in those places right. That we need it, because typically, most of the time, it's going to fulfill a plan that's in his heart, a plan that he has. So I just say, you know, at times you may be surprised at the people that you have favor with, or the businesses, the places you have favor with, because God's the one doing it, and it serves a purpose. That's how I was. I remember that well. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Angie, and Father, thank you, Lord, for just blessing her with abundance, Lord, even as it was in the word, like the king said, for Naomi said, handfuls, leave them handfuls on purpose. So I speak that over you, that God leave you handfuls on purpose, blessings on purpose, blessings that we don't even expect, blessings that we don't even know are coming away, handfuls on purpose from the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for Angie. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome, sweetie. Well, is there anything that you wanted to share with us tonight, or a particular prayer request you had?
Well, no. I mean, I have a special friend that's going through a hard time and a lot of turmoil. You can pray for him. His name is Ben, and his son is Chad.
His name is Ben?
Ben, and his son, his name is Chad.
Ben and Chad, okay. Father, Lord, mm-hmm. I just come to you, and Lord, I come into agreement with Angie, Lord, for Ben and Chad, Lord, that any turmoil, any strife, Lord, the word says where there is strife, there is evil, every evil work. And, Father, just thank you, Lord, that whatever is going on in their lives, Father, that you bring a peace to them, bring a steadiness in you, Father. Lord, that even though they may not can figure it out, they may rack their brains and say, we don't know how to figure this out. We don't know how can we resolve what's going on. And it may even be a sickness in a loved one that's a common interest there. I don't know. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing a calmness to their hearts, and Lord, bringing a unity, Lord, between them. Lord, where our prayer is concerned, it said, where any two agree is touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of our Father in heaven. So, Lord, that they would find the strength in unity, that they would find, even in the bouncing things off one another, when we're able to come together and really talk, Lord, pray together, talk things out, even if it's another person totally and not something between them two, Lord, even if it's another person altogether, Lord, that they find that in that sharing and in that communion of love, Lord, that they find a peace that passes understanding in that. That they find, Lord, that they find your love, where the word says that love never fails. And Lord, that that overcoming power through Christ, Lord, that they would even be able to put aside their own human reasoning in some things, because sometimes we have to set aside our human reasoning to really even hear God, because we can say, well, I'm justified, or I'm this makes sense to me, and that's a lot of, you know, I think a lot of times with men, they're very, very logic driven, you know, but I'm sorry, God doesn't do things according to logic. He does things that are supernatural and awesome. And logic can absolutely be an enemy to the supernatural of God, because it has no place. Good sense, yeah, God gives us good sense, but logic, no. Logic can literally be an enemy of it, and even the understanding. But Lord, that you just work in their lives. Lord, that you work in their lives. And Lord, help them to find you and the bigness of you in the middle of whatever situation they have going on. But Lord, that you would work through love and work through unity and work through grace. Lord, that we have, for all of us, that we find compassion and that we find patience with one another through grace. That we give other people the same grace that we desire for our own lives. So, Lord, not only do I speak love, but I speak grace over their lives and over their situations. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Well, girl, I hope you have a good week.
Well, thank you. I hope you have the same, and Merry Christmas late and Happy New Year early.
No, you do. You do. You do. And of course, I know you do. You do call back in, but call back in and let us know how things are going with Ben and Chad and everything in your life too.
All right.
So anyhow, well, have a good week, girl. God bless you.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Good night.
Bye bye.
All right, 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm a little under the weather, but doing wonderful. My soul is good. And I've got Greg
good.
On.
Hi, Jeannie.
Okay. Oh, hi, Greg. Yeah, did you just have a little cold? You don't have any of the flu or stuff, do you?
I hope not. I mean, I'm snowed in and can't get out, so, I can't be tested or anything. I'm hoping it's just a cold.
Yep. Yeah, all these weather changes, it's like, wow, you know. Thank God it's warming up here now. I think it's supposed to get down to 21 tonight, but we haven't had any wind, and it was a little cloudy today, but I think it's supposed to be sunshiny, and it's been so nice that it's warming back up. I can finally, maybe tomorrow, pull the blankets off the horses. Yeah, I can't imagine a bunch of snow. I just, I'm not a winter lover whatsoever.
No, neither am I. Pretty cold.
Yep, I don't like it. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. Lord, I just speak healing over her, Lord, that her respiratory system be washed with the word, be washed with your presence and washed with your spirit. Lord, that your healing power would just wash through her, Father, and just bring health, bring healing. Lord, regenerate just strength and a refreshing to her, Father. Lord, that all infection has to go. Lord, that her lungs and her sinuses, Lord, everything that the breath of God would just blow through them, Lord, and all congestion, Lord, that it would be drained out and dried up in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that she'd be able to breathe clear, be able to rest. Father, we just speak it and believe it and thank you for it in advance in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your leading her and guiding her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for washing away all fear, all fear even of mistakes or failures. Lord, I thank you, Father, that her heart is so to obey you, is so to obey you. But Lord, that she knows how much you love her and how much you're with her. You know, Jennifer, I can remember of going through, really went through it for a number of years, that in the past, now I'm talking about back in the past when I wasn't really always living for God or wasn't really obeying God, you know, believed in God and all that, but some years that I was kind of doing all my own thing, and I learned that that making mistakes sometimes had some really dire consequences and had long-lasting consequences at times. And then as I turned my really, and I mean really turned my life over to God and really searched for him and to obey him and to live my life for him, that fear of messing up hung on quite a lot. And it was pretty strong to the point that I was so afraid to make a mistake because in the past when I'd really screwed up, the consequences were rough. But see, the difference is back when I wasn't really submitted to the Lord and I wasn't really trying to live for God. I mean, I believed in God. I believed in the Lord, you know, and he didn't, and was saved. But I hadn't really turned my life over. I was still doing my own thing. And see, the difference that I know now is when we love God and we're trying to obey God and our lives are submitted to the Lord and we're trying our very best, we still make mistakes, but God covers us. See, that's not the same thing as back when I was not submitted to God and screwed up and the consequence and stayed there, you know, continued to mess up, that the consequences were so rough. But see, with the change in my life of seeking God and trying to obey God and wanting to obey God and trying to be led by him, I realize now that, you know, I'm still going to make mistakes, but it's a difference in the heart and that God covers me and that even if I make a mistake, he's right there to help get me through it. And it doesn't have those same really rough or harsh consequences that it did before because it's my heart is a heart to obey now, not a heart of disobedience. And when God checks me now, then I try to correct things as I can. But see, God had to wash away, he had to wash away that fear of making a mistake because honestly, before, you know, then after I first really turned my life over to God, if I thought I had messed up, I mean, it would just be like, oh, my God, you know, I would just be afraid that, okay, I've messed up. You know, the devil will nab me, so to speak. You know, I'll be caught in a snare, and God's not like that at all. And I know you know he's not like that at all. But sometimes things that we've been through can have a way of just even when we've been delivered, we've been healed, some of the residual sometime kind of just, you know, needing to be blown off, you know, like the crumbs off the table. Just some of the residual that we really have a peace and just walking the journey with God and knowing that he's got us covered and that, yeah, We're still gonna miss it some. We're still gonna mess up, but it's not gonna be earth shattering. God's not gonna let us just fall because maybe we make a mistake. So, Father, I just thank you for Jennifer. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that, just that continued growth in knowing that she's covered and knowing that you're with her, Lord, and that even if, Lord, even if she flubs up, even if she makes a mistake, that it's not, that you've got her, Lord. And, Father, thank you, just that confidence in you, God, that we don't have to have everything perfect. You know, I had a friend, oh, it's been a couple of years ago, and it's a Christian friend. She made a comment one day, and it really didn't, it, honestly, it didn't sit with me well. She said it was someone that I had helped, that I helped them because it was in my heart to help them, not because they so much deserved it. And she made a comment. She said, you know, I have no, how she put it, I have no compassion or something for people that bring things on themselves. And my thought was in that it's like we've all brought, almost everything we go through, we've brought on ourselves. Sometimes things are affected by other people, but, you know, most of us, if we had made better choices in life, you know, finances, health, eating better, taking care of our body more, been more, had talked to God about relationships and just all kinds of things, you know. But I thought, who doesn't go through things that they brought on themselves? You know, I think probably 99% of the time, when things go wrong, we can look in the mirror and see who's to blame. So I thought, you know, I can't go there. I can't buy into that belief. You know, I believe that, you know, God is compassionate and he's merciful and he's full of grace. And yeah, you know, sometimes people continue to make the same mistakes. And finally, you know, we don't want to be enablers, but, you know, to have a heart full of grace, that to know that, you know what, there's things that I've made mistakes over and over, and, you know, God never did say, well, I have no compassion for them because they brought it on themselves. So, and I know I'm kind of rambling on here, but Father, I just thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for that continued growth in confidence and knowing that you're leading her and you're guiding her, and that, Lord, that you've got us covered, even when we, Lord, that we don't have to be afraid in any way of making a mistake, because you're always there to help us and to pick us up. Lord, that no matter what, that we run to you in every single case, God, and you just make it right. Lord, you grow us and you help us, and then I just see the Lord like stroking your hair, just stroking your head, stroking your hair like a father strokes the head of a child, and just speaking joy and more peace into your life, in any doubt and any turmoil and any place of fear that would try to take any hold in any place in your life, God, just washing that away. And just like the love of a father, the love of Father God, just stroking and stroking your hair, stroking your head and blowing over your life, and just bringing that real peace like a little child has. You know, that little child has such a trust in Daddy, that no matter what they do, that Daddy's going to make it right, that no matter what comes their way, that Daddy's got them, and that Daddy can do anything. You know, how many little girls, we don't feel like Daddy can do anything, and our Daddy God absolutely can. So, Father, I thank you for Jennifer, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, that's so spot on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. God knows, girl.
I mean, yeah, Greg knows too. Yeah, we just had this conversation. But yeah, spot on. Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I received my healing as well. Thank you.
Well, let's pray for Greg. And Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have taught and are teaching Greg how to conquer the storm, how to conquer. Greg, I see it the way I see it, and I've never done any rafting. I'm not a huge water lover, actually. But I see you like in not rafts, what do they call those, little canoe things? You know, the things that go through the rapids with?
Yeah, I have two of them.
Oh, okay. Who knew?
I am a kayaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Those little boat things where they have that paddle and they sit in. But I see you're like in the rapids. And there have been phases of this, you know, and you see people, it's almost cartoonish. They first start and they're bouncing off the rocks and it's like, ooh, ow, ooh, ah, you know. And it's flipping upside down with them, and they're blah, 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 and then they get it turned back over, you know, and the rapids is kind of whooping their butt, so to speak. You know, they're learning. Yep. But the what I would call the storm, the rushing water is their first learning. Yep. They're bouncing off the rocks, and it's getting turned backwards, and the next thing you know, they've gone into some little spot that they didn't want to be in. They're dead in the water and all this kind of stuff. And then they get to the point that they learn how to go with the flow. And as they learn how to go to the flow, then they learn how to take that paddle and kind of bump those rocks. And they're letting the river, I guess that's what it's called, they let the river carry them. So they're being carried by the water, but they're not being beat up by it. They're learning how to go with the flow. And they're like, okay, I'm riding on top of this storm now. I'm not being knocked around by it. I'm not being dunked by it. I'm riding on this storm. But then there's that spot where they learned how to actually use the storm, use those rapids to accelerate them, to where they not only are riding those rapids, but they're moving that paddle with it. They're using that speed and adding to it and making that thing work for them so that they're zooming through there. I don't know if they have kayak races or not. Maybe they do. They have races of everything else. But I'm actually using that thing to where had been a storm that was bouncing them off the rocks and turning them upside down and turning them backwards and eating their lunch to something that they learned that they could go with the flow and they could use it to get where they needed to go, to actually conquering it to the point that they conquer those rapids, to where they're actually using it to accelerate them in the journey. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're doing this with Greg. And, Lord, he's been through the knocking around part. And, Lord, he's actually learned how to go with the flow. But, Lord, you're taking him to that place of overcoming where that he actually uses the opposition, Lord, conquers it to the point that it propels him forward, Lord, into destiny and purpose, Lord, that he learns how to conquer that thing to where he uses it for his benefit, Lord, that you show him that we are overcomers, more than overcomers in Christ. And, Lord, we take those things, Lord, just as your word says, those things that were meant for evil and you turn them for good, something that seemed like maybe a great challenge, something that could be harmful, something that hurt, and turn it into a race of victory, Lord, one that he soars on top of it. And, Father, I thank you for Greg, and I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in his life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm not an authority on kayaking or any of that stuff, but all I know is I could relate the pictures that I was seeing in my heart, seeing in my mind. But that's interesting that you have those. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've taken Jennifer kayaking before.
the first time.
It looks
kind of
like
you
fun.
Described, bumping around.
Yeah, it looks like fun, but I'm not sure I'd be for it.
Oh, it's fun. It is definitely fun.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'd be one of those that was bouncing off the rocks and being turned upside gurgling. But I like fishing, though. I enjoy fishing, so that's good. That's always a good thing. I like fishing. I love to go up into Oklahoma where they have the trout, you know, and those mm-hmm. big those streams like that and up around Beaver's Bend. Oh, man, that's fun. Go up there and trout fish. I don't like killing the fish, though. That hurts my feelings. But I just soon catch them and turn them loose. But that is fun up there doing that. And pretty, too. So, well, how are you guys doing? And other than the weather and the cold, and and is there anything y'all are wanting prayer about?
I'll leave that one to her.
God, I just give him praise. Like, he's just been so wonderful. And I wouldn't even know where. He just gets the glory tonight for all he's doing, all he's done, and, you know, his plans and purposes. And I just to praise. I just want to throw my hands up in the air and praise him.
Praise God. God is so good. Are your babies good?
They are. Yeah, they got pretty bad weather up there in Wisconsin, but they seem to be doing okay. So, and I know they've got some, you know, there's some things they're dealing with, but I just really, my confidence in God that he's already got it taken care of is, you know, I just know he does.
Yeah.
It's just like he just released me. I just don't worry. I don't worry. I just know God has got him. I'm confident in that. And yeah, he's just so good.
He is for sure. And you're right. He does have it. Well, that's awesome. Well, sweetie, I hope you get to feeling better quick. I just believe you will.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad that Greg is there with you to, you know, to help you.
I'm not. We just merged the call, unfortunately.
That is a prayer for God to make a way. It's been too long.
Pray that she can come to Louisville for New Year's.
Yeah.
That's a huge prayer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, girl, you need to go to the Kentucky Derby. Oh, goodness. Talk about
I've been twice. It's overrated.
Really?
I'm not a horse person. So. Oh, yeah.
I want to go. I love horses. I want to go. Jeannie, you have the more and more I listen to you, I know you share, like, we have a kindred heart.
Yeah.
Our hearts are so similar.
I'm sure that's true. I wouldn't like the crowds, mm-hmm. but I would absolutely love the horses, and I would brave the crowds to watch the horses.
You go on days other than the Derby.
Huh? But
you go on days other than the Derby, then the crowds aren't so bad.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, there's some cool stuff there. I know that. That would be a fun town.
It is.
Cool. Well, I hope, girl, that you can get to go then. That would be a fun outing. So, and if the weather will break some. This whole, I know everywhere up north, they're needing a change in the weather. So I feel so sorry for all those people and all that yucky going on, you know, just rough.
Yeah, the heat cannot keep up. The last couple mornings, my room's been like 40 degrees, so it's pretty cold.
Oh, yeah, that's entirely too hot, too cold. Do you have a fireplace?
Yeah, we do.
Well, that helps
it helps them when we get it going in the morning. But, I'm looking forward to the nicer weather this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it can stay 70 to 80, even 90 all the time, and I'd be happy. But
me too.
Yeah, that's why I live in the South. I like warm weather, but anyhow. Well, you guys, y'all have a great week. have a happy new year. And it's always a blessing to get to talk with y'all. I love you guys.
Happy
and,
new year. I love you.
Y'all stay safe this week.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Good night. 205-531. How's Miss Julia May? 205-531. Julia May. Let me mute it and try it again. 205-531. Do you have me muted, Julia May, maybe on your phone? 205-531. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Well, I'm going to leave her mic open just in case something's going on with her phone. Okay, I've got two more callers here, but you do not have your hands up. If you're wanting prayer, press 1 on your phone. I think one of you had your hand up earlier, but you don't have your hand up now. I don't have as many callers tonight as I had last Monday. Last Monday, we just had a bunch of people. Okay. 972-365. How are you, Miss Rhonda?
Hi, Miss Jenny. How you doing?
I'm good, hon. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was just me and my husband here at the house, but we totally enjoyed it. Us and all these critters, and had a nice meal and just relaxed and enjoyed ourselves. It was good.
Amen. Praise God. Sometimes those are the best ones, just being at home with your family and sitting around and eating and just enjoying each other.
Absolutely. We had many years when we were younger that we just ran our little feet off on holidays trying to make about 3 or 4 houses. And, of course, most of those are in heaven now, but it was good. I mean, we enjoyed it. I hope you had a good one, too.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We enjoyed our kids and our grandkids and some good food and played games and just really just bless the Lord and praise the Lord for allowing us to be here and worship and fellowship and just thank him for who he is in our lives. So we really did enjoy it. Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome.
Yes. I have two people that need prayer. One of them is my husband's ex-coworker. He just retired last year, and he's gotten sick. His wife texted my husband and said he's been in the hospital with the flu and losing weight, and I think he's around 60-something. And I'm like, no, that's not what he needs, you know, right here in retirement. And I don't know his first name, but I know his last name is Dorsey. And then my little great-nephew, he has a dad that is incarcerated, and he's sick also. I think he has asthma real bad, and I think he's been dealing with the flu and was trying to get him to a hospital. You know, when you're incarcerated, you don't have the best favor is being in that place. So his name is Germany. So I wanted to get prayer for Germany, and the other guy's last name is Dorsey. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Well, Father, we just come before you for Mr. Dorsey and for Germany, Lord, and we ask for healing, Father. Father, we ask, we just speak peace to their bodies, peace to their systems, Lord. Father, that you would wash out and flush out all infection. Lord, that you would strengthen their lungs and cause their lungs to be clear, Lord. Cause their bronchioles to be clear, their sinuses to dry up and drain out, Lord. Father, that any fever that they've got, Lord, that as that infection is washed out and cleansed out, that all the any fever be gone. And Lord, the discomfort that comes with that, Lord, the aches and the pains and the runny nose or stuffy nose and all the drainage, Lord, that you would just, Lord, cause every cell in their body, Lord, to come into alignment with your word. Lord, we just thank you for your grace, and Lord, we ask for your mercy for them, Lord, your mercy. Lord, you were touched with compassion for those around you that were sick. You went about healing the sick and doing good. And so, Lord, we thank you now in advance for bringing healing to these men. Lord, that their immune systems would be just supernaturally charged, Lord, that you would help their immune systems to kick in, Lord, in a greater way, just supernaturally, Lord, strengthened, and to fight off this infection and this sickness, Lord. Father, we ask for good doctors and treatment, Lord, for Germany, and Lord, for both of them, that they have good treatment, get the medications that they need, have doctors that have wisdom of God, Lord, in how to treat them and when to treat them, Lord, that there would not be any delay in any treatment, Lord, that they need. And Lord, we just come against asthma. Lord, that's straight out of the pits of hell. And Lord, we just say that asthma has to go in Jesus' mighty name. Asthma has no place, Lord, in him. And Father, we just speak the health of God, Lord, in that that Germany would find you in a brand new way, Lord, that he would find you and find the word and the promises of God that are in the word, Lord, and that he would lay hold of those things for his life, Lord, and expect turnaround in his life, expect the blessings of God in his life, Lord, expect the favor of God in his life, Lord, that it is never too late to serve God. It is never too late for freedom from the Lord. It is never too late, Lord, for you to do a great and mighty work in his life. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for helping Mr. Dorsey, even, Lord, that age doesn't matter where your power is concerned. Lord, 60s is not old, but Lord, because I'm in my 60s. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just helping Mr. Dorsey, Lord, and just strengthening his immune system, strengthening his body, Lord, just bringing a refreshing of energy to him, God. Lord, that even in this trial that he's going through, this sickness, Father, that he will find hope in God. Lord, he'll find that supernatural hope in God. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. Lord, for giving him a testimony, Lord, of your goodness, of your resurrection power in his life. Lord, that it would amaze even the doctors and nurses, Lord, but give him a testimony, Lord, that he can declare the goodness of God in his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. And I forgot to ask you, I have a daughter, two daughters, but one of them is turning 29 on Wednesday. And I just would like you to pray for her. You don't have to pray for me when you get through praying for her. If there's some other callers, you can just go on. But I would like prayer for her. She's in school and trying to get through nursing, and I just want prayer for her.
What's her name?
Her name is Alyssa. Alyssa.
Alyssa, okay. Well,
yes,
Father,
ma'am.
We speak a blessing over Alyssa. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just helping her in her schooling and helping her, God, in her choices and decisions, Lord, with all that you're doing in her life. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord upon Alyssa, because she has a mother that serves you. She has a mother that does the work of the Lord. She has a mother, Lord, that is a child of God and submitted. And, Father, Lord, your word says that the seed of the righteous shall be saved. And, Lord, I say that the seed of the righteous are blessed. The seed of the righteous are blessed. And, Lord, that, Lord, as it goes down, even through the generations, that things are increased. And, Lord, in the blessing and anointing that's on Rhonda, Lord, that there would be even an increased anointing and blessing upon Alyssa. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for giving Alyssa a favor, God, favor in schooling, favor in jobs, Lord, favor even with teachers, and favor, Lord, in everything that she's doing in her life. And, Lord, that you will connect her to the right people. You'll connect her to the right places. And God, that she would places and people that are not for her destiny and future, that are not for her purpose, Lord, that she would feel a turning away, that she would even feel, Lord, that sensing in her heart of this particular connection is not for me. This is not for me. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for guiding her in that way and helping her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jenny. You have a blessed week, and I love you, and thank you again.
Oh, thank you, girl, and you have a happy new year.
You too. Happy new year.
All right. All right, 205-531, Julia May.
Hey.
There you are. I called you earlier, but I didn't get you, but I went ahead and just left your line open. So how are you tonight, huh?
I'm doing pretty good, but I didn't mess around. I got the COVID, and a friend of mine,
girl.
She had it, yeah, and the jumper got an upper respiratory, so we need to pray for her, because the lady thought she had, you know, asthma. I said, no. Nah. And so she on medication just like me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for covering Julia May and covering her family, her loved ones, Lord. Father, we just come against this COVID. We come against infection, Lord, of all sorts. And, Lord, we come against asthma. So asthma is of the devil. It's a lie from hell, Lord. And I speak healing and wholeness and restoration to Julia May and her whole family, God. Lord, that you would cover them with your presence and cover them, God, with your healing power. Lord, that she is hidden in Christ. And Lord, if we're hidden in you, Lord, then the enemy cannot touch us. Father, thank you, Lord, for just an infusion of strength to their immune systems, an infusion of strength to their bodies, Lord, that they just feel rejuvenated, God. Lord, and I speak sweet sleep to them, that they'd be able to rest, Lord, that their sinuses be opened up, their bronchioles be opened up, their lungs be opened up, Lord, with the breath of God blowing through them. Lord, that they'll be able to eat properly and get things down, and, Lord, be able to stay hydrated, because it can be hard to eat when you're stuffed up and sometimes you can't taste anything and all of that stuff. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving them and bringing to them any medications that they need, Lord, the wisdom of God and vitamins that they may need. But Lord, we just ask for your hedge of protection around them, Lord, a hedge of protection, Lord, and wisdom, Lord, in any things that they might need to do, Lord, that will strengthen their system and help them. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the presence of God in their household. And Lord, that all fear has to go. Lord, that weariness has to go, feeling of just weary, Lord, that has to go, and that the joy of the Lord overtake them. Lord, that your joy and your peace, your presence, your healing power, Lord, would just overshadow them and completely just wrap around them, Lord, and wash through their systems. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for quick healing. For a quick healing, a quick thing, a sudden thing. Lord, that nothing be able to hang on or to linger in any way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Carol, you're welcome. Well, is there anything else you were wanting prayer about while I got you, sweetie?
No, that's all. Like I said, with my friend, she had pneumonia and she kept on. Teresa, and they were saying, you know, the doctor was concerned they didn't put her in the hospital, and so she was thinking that's might have turned up. She had went to the dentist, she thought that, and then we had went to the store, and then, you know, she got bad off and got the stone up. That's what she found out she had it, and so, but she had it before when Jumper got sick before, praying for her, you know, her strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, girl, I just pray and believe God to bring healing to your home, girl. Healing to your home. But God bless you, sweetie, and just pray that this passes soon and that you're on the road to recovery quickly.
Okay. Well, thank you. Happy New Year, and God bless you, too. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, hon. All right. I think I prayed for everyone that has got their hand up. I still have one more that doesn't have their hand up. If you would like prayer, be sure and press 1 on your phone. If not, then I'm going to go ahead and end the program. That's everybody for tonight. But I'm just going to say Happy New Year to each and every one. I love you guys, and it's such an honor and such a blessing to get to pray with you and to get to know you, even, you know, even over the computer like this. Y'all are such a joy to my heart, and I consider you friends. But, Lord, I just speak a blessing over them. Lord, I speak wholeness over everyone, Lord, that sickness be far from them. Lord, as your word says, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. Lord, that no plague come near their dwelling. And, Lord, that they be blessed and loved and covered in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless and Happy New Year, you guys.